USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden selling his vision of America to a Georgia audience Thursday was disrupted by protesters chanting, "End detention now and abolish ICE," in reference to U.S. Immigration Enforcement Agency. "I agree with you," Biden told the demonstrators at the drive-in rally in Duluth. "I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days," end quote. It's not clear what the Democrat president meant. A New Mexico police officer got back up and returned fire after being shot by the alleged killer of a state trooper in February. Las Cruces police officer Adrian De La Garza performed a pit maneuver to stop the suspect during a pursuit after the suspect allegedly killed New Mexico State Police Trooper Darian Jarrett after a traffic stop. Newly released body cam video shows Omar Felix Cueva shooting the officer after the pit maneuver. The officer quickly gets up and fires at Cueva. Cueva was killed during the shootout with officers. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After Rudy Giuliani's apartment was raided Thursday, the former New York mayor and Trump lawyer has started his own campaign. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During his first televised interview since his New York City apartment was raided by federal agents over allegations he violated lobbying laws by doing business in Ukraine, former President Trump's one-time attorney Rudy Giuliani is now speaking out trying to clear his name.
I have never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
He spoke on Fox. He says he could have erased the evidence they took, but kept it because he says it will clear him of any wrongdoing.
The Kentucky Derby is officially back and returning to its traditional date of the first Saturday in May. 20 horses will race tomorrow. Big hats are a yes. Wearing denim is a big no-no. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On February 24th of this year, Lady Gaga's dog walker was critically injured as her French bulldogs were stolen in a violent Hollywood, California robbery. A handful of people have been arrested. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
And the abduction of her French bulldogs. Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder. Also, conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder. Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. The singer's friend, Ryan Fisher, was walking her dogs when they were stolen, and Fisher was seriously injured and in the hospital. Police said four of the suspects are gang members.
The LAPD is reporting that the suspects did not know they were Lady Gaga's dogs when stolen and only noticed the value of the breed. Americans are being advised to avoid travel to India amid a surge of new COVID-19 cases that has devastated the country's healthcare system. State Department officials on Wednesday said Americans should not travel to India or to leave as soon as it is safe to do so, citing reports of U.S. citizens being denied care from the overwhelmed hospitals in that country. U.S. citizens wishing to depart should use available commercial options now, the State Department said on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.